Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty.
What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
With Danny Murray and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
What ruckus? I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
Can you describe the ruckus, sir?
And 1080.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday afternoon. Happy Veterans Day out there, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, or youtube.com/1080AM, the fan. Party on, party people. Let's dominate. The Portland Trailblazers lost last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, as expected.
Yeah, they were actually 1.5-point dogs coming into the night.
Yeah,
which I
well, no Ja Morant is probably why.
Well, I mean, no, the Grizzlies were favored.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I mean, no Ja, yeah. no Desmond Bane, no Marcus Smart, yeah. And their Grizzlies are still favored?
Oh, you were surprised by that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, 134-89 told us the story of that game.
Yeah. And it wasn't just that they lost by a lot. They got stunted on. I mean, every single player last night for the Grizzlies had a moment of just dog walking Portland, whether it's Jay Huff blocking six shots and knocking down threes and then gliding to the rim for a finger roll. Yuki, who the entire crowd went nuts for, coming in throwing bounce passes through entire groups of defenders. Scottie Pippen Jr. going between the legs on a fast break off the ground for a lob.
Getting nutmegged is not great.
I mean, just you know, they just got stunted on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was...
Well, and they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn shooting.
No.
34 for 100.
Yeah.
From the field.
Really bad. Really bad.
Whoa. And then we know they're not a good three-point shooting team. 4 of 42 is gross, because all that tells you is that they were just hucking and chucking at some point. And it looked lethargic. It looked like they didn't want to be there. You've said this several times. They play hard for Chauncey Billups. They did not play hard for Chauncey Billups last night, though. And when you asked Chauncey about that, he had probably the most blunt answers, which I actually appreciate Chauncey saying, and being so blunt, the most blunt that he has been as a head coach.
I told him that anybody that sleeps well tonight, you're a loser. It's just that simple. You're a loser. You sleep well after this one, you're a loser.
Yeah.
Damn.
No, and it was, look, so peel back the curtain here a little bit. Here's what normal night looks like. Horn goes off, you know, media descends from section 113 down to the floor, across the court, go into the tunnel, go into the media room, wait there probably about 5, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 at the absolute most for Chauncey to come in and do the press conference, maybe 20 minutes. And we're looking around like, okay, like we knew what was going on in there. He came in and PR probably tried to calm him down before he came in, but you could tell he had been yelling. And when he walked in and sat down, you pretty much knew it was coming, but and here you go.
I mean, it was just embarrassing, to be honest with you.
That was the F word.
We was soft as hell the whole game. Nobody really fought. It was just embarrassing for everybody, you know. That's just not who we are, you know. It really isn't. There's no excuse for that. And you have a lot of rough nights in this league, obviously. But I don't even care. It just wasn't even that. You know, it was like our guys just showed up because they had to be here but didn't want to play.
Yikes.
He's not wrong. And really, outside of the deep bench, it was true. Ant was awful last night. Jeremy was going through the motions. I thought DA at least competed a little bit for portions of the game. Shaden was listless.
I didn't. Full disclosure, I watched
football
probably a quarter and a half. No. And I just said, you saw them come out of the gate, yeah, and you were like, what are they doing? Yeah. Like, at the very end of the first quarter, Shaden Sharp hits at the end of the quarter there, mm-hmm, to be down 31-17.
Yeah. No, I used the Chris Paul meme, the YouTube header of like Chris Paul hits three to cut deficit to 42. Like, because that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, Shaden got a put back. Yeah.
And at that point, they were, what were they like? They 3 of 17, yeah, or something from the field.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
In the first quarter? What was that first quarter?
Because they were 6 of 21, 1 of 10 from 3. But they started out, I think, like 3 of 7, 3 of 16. It was really bad.
It was really ugly. And you just went, it's one of those nights. And then I was like, well, there's football.
Well, yeah. No, and the funny thing is this is why I laugh at fans in a little bit. Like, they're running Chauncey's basic offense. Da-da-da-da-da. It's like, okay, first of all, they've installed a new offense from Nate Bjorkgren. They're not running last year's scheme. They're still installing a new offense. So for all of the, they need to change it, they did. Remember, they brought in a new coaching staff.
Well, we've talked about that.
Yes.
The movement, the
they're actually doing stuff actually, off ball.
We talked about this after the very first game of the season where it said, this finally looks like a team that is not playing with C.J. McCollum and Damian Lillard, yes, on the floor.
Like, there's more movement side to side. It's like
emphasis on mid-range, yeah, and the strengths of what some of your shooters have.
Yeah, and it's more, like, could they do more? Yes. But also, just talking to guys, there's not enough talent on the team. There's not enough shot-creating talent on the team. And for everyone's like, Scoot Henderson needs to play more. He's better than Ant. No, he's not. He's not. Full stop. And Shaden Sharp better get his S together because he played with no force. Mm. Ant was awful last night, and he knows it. Look, you guys didn't hear it because the video camera had already been taken down. Look, again, I'll give you a little more peek behind the curtain. Normally, when Chauncey finishes up, we go to the locker room, and we go do stuff from there. We get to the locker room, we have to wait outside security and PR until things are ready to go, which means, you know, guys are mostly either, you know, not all naked or the room's not a complete mess or whatever. Mm-hmm. We go down there, we're waiting outside, and they go, hey, you know what? We're going to send somebody to the podium. Why? Because they probably tore the place to hell.
Probably have to replace a whiteboard.
Yeah, look, look, and again, good.
Yeah.
Good. But Ant came out and spoke, and there's no, I don't think anybody recorded it. Ant was pretty damn emotional. You could hear it in his voice. Like, look, I would imagine he got a pretty severe part of the tongue lashing. That was Ant's worst game I've ever seen him play as a pro. Mm-hmm. I love the guy. There's no mistake about that. As a human being, I have a very, very, very good relationship with him.
He had as many turnovers as points, and that is not a good sign for a guy who is one of the few creators on a team.
And he was listless last night. And I think the big thing is that no matter what they do right now, stuff is just not clicking offensively. And I think the butt kicking from Minnesota bled into this one. And I think the tanking of the last year is bleeding into this.
That is the dangerous part about tanking. That's where comments like what Chauncey Billups made last night can go one of two ways.
Yes.
He will either get this team to play for him again, mm-hmm, or they're going to fold, mm-hmm, and this is going to get real ugly, mm-hmm, real quick.
And look, and everybody says, oh, you just love Chauncey, you're going to bat for him, you know, you just was only saying nice things. No, I have maintained, I have said this on air and off air, the one thing that matters during this tanking stuff is that everybody's pulling in the same direction. It's hard to do that over 82 games when you're getting your teeth kicked in.
Especially over multiple seasons.
It's too tough.
Yeah.
Like, these are humans, and the whole, like, binary of play the kids, that's all I care about. These are human beings.
You know who plays the kids and went down that route? Detroit.
Yes, and they got destroyed, and their culture got shredded. And now they look better because guess what they did? They got some institutional knowledge around some guys. They got some floor space. Like, they've got, it's not perfect, but it's better. Mm-hmm. And they're going to find nights where they get absolutely curb stomped. And look, if they go the other way, they need to fire Chauncey.
Yeah.
Like, full stop.
If they go down the road where this team just says, we're pros, we're not going to take this, we're out, then,
yeah.
Because right now you lost 127-102, mm-hmm. 134-89.
And look, the Minnesota loss, I didn't think they played terribly. I thought Ant Edwards was just God tier.
Well, you get him two games twice in a row.
Look, and a back-to-back.
Tomorrow and Wednesday.
And here's the thing. That could be a make or not even could. It will very likely be a make or break period. If they don't come out there and have, and look, I think that there will be a response from guys. There will be, if nothing else, some internal pride. And if it does go sideways and they do end up moving on from Chauncey, and very likely Nate Bjorkgren will become the interim head coach, they'll get a coach bump, a couple games.
Yeah.
But it'll revert back to what this is. Because, and that's been always my point about this season, of like, you want to bring in a new coach so you can hand them the reins to be bad for a year. It's never made any sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's ever a good option to go down like that path. But you don't even have to talk about last night individually. Like, again, the only guys last night who were remotely competitive, Klingon to an extent, because I think he wanted to fight Zach Edey. They went at it more than a couple times.
I'm here for it.
Time Lord, because he doesn't have another switch. Denny couldn't hit a shot, but I think he played hard.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that was a question that I have with Shaden moving into that starting lineup. Denny now moves to the bench.
And it
looked like it affected him rhythmically.
Yes.
Because when did he have his best season? Last year in Washington, what did they do? Moved him into the starting lineup.
And then only that, they gave him the ball.
Yeah.
And I think, look, part of this that will, I think, solve itself is when they do make some moves, it will open some things up. But I don't expect that to happen anytime soon. But organizationally, they want guys pissed off. They want guys like Denny getting bumped to the bench. Look, he walked by me going out for warmups last night. Normally, I get a little fist bump. Hey, what's up, Denny? My man was focused.
Yeah.
And pretty clearly not happy, which good. He shouldn't be.
But I mean, that also, think of what that does. You give up 134 points. What that does to you defensively with Denny Avdija, like, even if he's not hitting his shots, which mm-hmm. he hasn't all season long, no. defensively, he gives you more mm-hmm. matchups than when you have Shaedon Sharpe and Anfernee Simons in the backcourt, which defensively limited on both.
Sure. But I mean, you've got, and I've seen a lot of people say, well, Scoot's been better than Ant. He hasn't. Even as bad as Ant has been, he hasn't.
We were talking last week about how Scoot had been looking listless, as
yes.
you put it.
Like I said, it's not a thing. And
that comes to me is like, we're talking about multiple guys over multiple stretches. We have a whole game where it's the entire roster. Yeah. Then you start going, now the coach isn't getting through anymore.
Yeah. And that's what you wonder if that's the case. And because this thing can spiral like that.
Yes, it can.
And look, I'm not advocating for them to make a move just because, but if it's...
Firing Chauncey Billups right now is not going to make this thing better.
No. And that's what I keep trying to tell everybody. It'll make them feel better about thumping their chests again the same way we did with Terry Stotts.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Not good.
It doesn't... Like, there's no amount of coaching change that changes stuff when you're tanking. I've seen
they've won 27-33, 21 games since Terry.
And it's like, the whole thing is, and I will beat this drum forever, it none of this stuff matters holistically until they have that centerpiece. Like, that's the thing that matters, because the thing that you need, the thing that everything revolves around. And I've seen people say, well, Oklahoma City and Orlando, they hired their coaches. Then they went through it. They had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they had Franz Wagner, and they had Jalen Suggs. Like, they had cornerstones that they said, yes, these are guys that we feel like are going to be dudes, and we're going to commit a very large amount of money to them. And guess what they ended up being? Guys ended up being cornerstones that they committed a tremendous amount of money to. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is right now, you're trying to figure out if Shaedon Sharpe can be one of those guys. And look, I don't think it's any secret when Chauncey Billups said last year that we've got some guys that are a little too cool for school, who he was talking about. Because Shaedon can be nonchalant. And one of the things that I heard about him coming out of the summer was he found that bleepity-bleep switch. Like, he was going at people's necks. Because there's no question about the talent. But is he going to be a guy who's a killer?
And that's the hard part when you're on a team that is not trying to win and your roster isn't capable of stepping up and being that, having that instinct alongside mm-hmm. you two.
And I think one of the big things is they're missing a vocal leader in that locker room. They're missing a guy who's been in the league for 10 years who's going to bark. And I've heard...
It's not JG. It's not DeAndre Ayton.
No, I've heard DA's tried to.
Yeah.
Like, he's tried to mix it up, go after guys. Like, he's trying to take that mantle on, but I don't think it's necessarily...
It's not who he's been through the first phase of his career.
No, and that's
actually what he was knocked for not being when he was in Phoenix.
And I've heard behind the scenes, he's tried to kind of be the rabble-rouser.
Yeah.
But...
Boy, it is cool to see he and Donovan Klingon, like, the mentor leader type.
Yes, like, he's trying.
Look,
DA's got his own stuff that he's had to deal with in the past, but he's actually tried to change. Like, you can actively see it. He's stepping out, trying to take threes. He's not taking as many mid-rangers. He's diving to the rim harder. Even though he's still not great at screening, he's still, like, he's trying to be better at screening. And you're seeing, like, him taking, he could have lost his S when they drafted Donovan Klingon. Instead, what does he do? The first thing he does is go on IG and be like, let's get to work, big fella. And it wasn't fake. Donovan has said numerous times already how much DA has mattered to him.
But he's still not a guy that will step in, and when you're in the fire, things are going wrong, he's going to pull you out of it.
Yep. And as much as Time Lord, as Robert Williams is like an unadulterated dude on the floor, don't get me wrong, he'll talk, but he's, again, a lot like Jeremy in the quiet leader.
Yeah.
They'll talk on the floor, but he's not a rah-rah guy.
Yeah. It reminds me of when Dame was a rookie and it was, hey, this is LaMarcus's team now. Mm-hmm. And you had LaMarcus, who was not that guy.
He's not a rah-rah guy.
He's not a rah-rah leader guy. And everybody just looked at the rookie and said, no, that guy is the guy that natural leadership that we are going to follow you blindly. Now, they also, though, had guys that could be that with, like, Wesley Matthews.
And Robin.
Yeah.
Both those guys. Robin would he would knock off the BS very quickly. And Wes would bark on and off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick was the kind of guy who just kind of papered over everything, you know, just chill vibes all the time. But they all knew the pecking order.
And they don't have one on this team.
And
there's a lot of new pieces, no alpha that's going to step in and take that.
And that's the thing is, like, that's where, like, you look at Detroit, they've got Cade Cunningham. Like, you look at every one of these teams that has been young, and even though they're bad, they've got something that they know who is going to be there kind of thing. And I keep hearing the, like, we need to prioritize Scoot, Shaedon, and Donovan. No, you don't. Hmm. You need to prioritize whoever rises to the top. And right now, that's none of them.
Yeah. All right. Dang. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Forward Text. I'm get to some of your feedback before we go back to football, where we got to get a lot. There's so much in the NFL that we're going to have to hit over the last half of this show. But your feedback on the Portland Trail Blazers, Chauncey Billups, pretty stern comments out of Chauncey last night. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.